Okay, bring the meeting to order. Frederick Kiley, Chairman, Board of Water Commissioners. Chris, you have minutes? Okay. Right. Dawn, after you've reviewed the minutes, would you make a motion, please?
Don Campbell, Water Commissioner, make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's sign the minutes.
I think we're about at the end of Sherry's 10 years as far as being on the weekly payroll.
Or is she's still on? She'll be on until October.
October?
With the vacation.
Okay. All right. Does the new employee get a uniform? Or?
Yeah. Okay. He's already bought some shirts.
Okay.
Shorts, shoes. I think he's already got to with a jacket.
You want to think about it.
missing a sheet.
Yeah, that's probably just something that I've signed it. I mean, it's already been done. Yeah, she did that one in between, that's why.
What was that warrant for?
First of all,
yes.
Yeah. So that would be probably one of the things. You can use a copy and you see the bills that were paid in between. And actually, I think you can't accept it.
So is it
that's the one, that's the early bills that
are okay.
2 weeks into the month, usually it'll get paid charged.
So it's utility bills or anything.
Okay. And
than yours.
As loud as mine is if someone goes off.
All right, let's go to water quality.
All right. There was no MPD report anymore, which every quarter looking for that to get together. But we did have, as you know, this month, probably should be brought up next month, just to keep you guys, as you guys know, I hit in station number one in the raw water. It was never made into the system. The treated water, if it was, in fact, until I made it out, I never made it out, it took care of it. We shut it down immediately as soon as we found out by DEP regulations. We pump it to waste. Take five consecutive fill a jug, put it down, fill a jug, put it down, fill a jug, put it down, samples, and send them all in. And if any of those come back, then we've got to do something about it. If they came back, so we don't know if it was lab error, we don't know if it was handling error. Oh, I'm sorry, I should get a sample. But right now, we're not sure. Currently in the process, I guess we'll say, I've kind of had it with monthly testing over there at Boston County.
Mm-hmm.
Check in with BioTech to see what their prices are and see about maybe getting over there and doing one of the samples there. You know, at least I'll call them home and see if it's any different. Whether they want everything, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have to see at that point.
Okay, so you're confident at this point that because the subsequent samples were all negative, that it was either a lab error or some...
Yeah, it was either lab error or if it was something there, it disappeared real fast. You know, we did have a little rainstorm beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very deep well. It's kind of a shallow well. But it shouldn't be affected that much.
Yeah.
Which well was that?
Well, number one.
Okay.
It's not that shallow. I mean, my recollection is that screen's like 30 feet.
Yeah. I think it's down right now. I think the whole well is probably down 40 feet. 40
yeah. Feet. So it's not like it's a 10 feet where groundwater is going to infiltrate it that fast.
No.
Okay, so then, and again, in your opinion, if that had in fact been introduced into the system, chlorine would have taken care of it.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the first time we've ever gotten involved in
it. Right. That's what seems so unusual.
Right. That's
coming up out of the ground. Okay. Well, I mean, the protection's in place, even if, in fact, it had been
a real deal. If we had not had the protection, we would have had
to. Right. Okay, good.
We did do our byproduct testing also, disinfection byproduct, because we have the chlorination right now.
Oh, okay.
We've been doing a lot of
trihalomethanes.
Halos.
Yeah, THMs.
Yeah.
some kind of methane. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All right, so we've done that.
So we have done that. I haven't got the results yet.
Okay. And we'll have to continue doing that until such time
we
as we
do
either.
It every quarter.
Quarterly.
Yep, quarterly. For as long as we are putting chlorine in. Because we have to, if we're doing it right now at the minimum as we are, I myself, until we get this investigation done, until everything is done, I don't want to stop.
Sure.
So we'll be doing it for the near future. And this has to be done to go on how many times a year we test and how many tests we have to do. We test four different sites. Once a quarter, August, start with 42 months from there. And they take all that and they put it together and put the year with the data, 2 years with the data, and come back to me and tell me what they want.
Okay.
So this byproduct testing, we won't have results for a period of time then?
I kind of thought it might happen by now. We checked the website and they weren't on that.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly how long it should take. Mm-hmm. Most of the tests are done within 10 days.
Yep.
And we just took them, I think, on Tuesday.
Okay.
Last week. So they should be good.
Yeah, let's get the report done.
All right. Superintendent's report, August 21st, 2014. Pumpkin for July 2013, it's $34,655,000. July of 2014, it's $36,991,000, or an increase of $2,336,000. Quite a dry July that we had. I actually think we might, we're still pumping quite a bit of water right now, but not as much as we were in June, July, August with this weather. We still got the sprinkler systems out there going with the rain that we had, and everything. Mm-hmm. People actually have been pretty good about it. Didn't have any replacement services or new services put in the month of July. We did have 2 leaks.
Strange.
Really, yeah, strange. One in Coves and one in Mariner Circle. Both copper leaks. Stuff was going on. You know, the old pinhole was growing bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden coming out. Kind of thought, I wasn't sure with the one over on Coves because they had just done some paving. But it just ended up being a pinhole.
Hmm. And were these actually to the point where they had broken through to the surface?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. One of them was going through into a guy's foundation, the 5 foot piece going through, and the problem was that I think it was that his basement.
Oh, so his basement was getting wet?
So his basement was getting water. And the other one was actually coming up and down the road.
Okay, so it sounds like the both of them were caught in pretty short
time,
so we didn't lose much water. Good.
I did attend the meeting with John Gregory of Tater and Howard over the Conservation Committee for Main Street Extension in the
Yep.
Everything's a go there. We talked to Tibbetts, John, and the girl from Tibbetts Engineering are working together so they could jump on with everything in the town. They're still looking to do that this fall.
They'll have their paving work completed this fall?
I don't know. I think they're going to pave in the spring. They're going to do all drainage and everything in the fall here.
Okay.
Get all the stuff busted up that they have to and then come back in and coal plant it down and do everything they have to do after that.
But we'll do our installation this fall?
We will try to go in before anything gets done. Yeah. While they're doing that, it might even be proper for us to go in and do it before anything.
That's right.
Okay. Do they still plan to do that cantilevered walkway along the marsh?
They've eliminated that. They're just going to do, well, everything got passed at the meeting there, and then Holmes McGrath came in with something else. It's 9 o'clock at night. There's just a ton of different stuff going on. They always went out. They were talking about us. I think it's beyond, because they were talking about the culvert that goes out by Oregon, that goes out. Not the one they just replaced, but the old one, the Bradbury one, the Bradbury down the end, that was a pipe that went through underneath the ground and used to end up on the beach down the ways.
Okay.
And then some of the water seeped out every couple days, you had to clean it off. Well, when they put the new culvert in, they made them disconnect the old culvert, the old pipe, and then when that failed, they made them put it back in real fast. So when they put it back in, they put it in at an angle that wasn't straight enough. They tried to do it faster on high tide or something and got all messed up. So now they're redoing it again over there, but they're going to put a bunch of big, it looks like another jetty almost.
Okay.
All these rocks on top of it going out. But, so it's going to be kind of cool. But,
and that's like halfway down the beach, like headed towards
if you head back to McCourt's property, McCourt. On Oregon, head back.
Yep.
After the last house on Oregon Beach,
Yep.
That'd be between there and the courts.
Right, I know what you mean.
But there's still a stretch. And they're talking, I think this is why they were talking, of land where the old road used to go up by Courts property, now by the house where they built that causeway, so it didn't go up by the house anymore. I think they want to put something across there also so that they can get the water from one side to the other and to the into the bay, yeah, basically, then out to the ocean.
Okay.
To Russian Marsh. There's a lot of talk about it. It gets confused. I don't know how many McCullers are talking about now. But our stuff is fine.
Okay. So just one last thought on that.
Yeah.
So is there going to be a culvert between the two marshes in that low spot? So we will
where
have
the one
to.
Is now, they're going to replace the existing one.
Okay. So is our line under that culvert?
Yeah, it's going to be down underneath it. That's why with the direction of the ball, we can go at a certain angle straight then, hit it down, go back then, bring it back up.
Come back up. Okay. I just didn't know if we were going to get involved in one of those big concrete structures.
No. I don't even, by the truth, I think it's a 16-inch pipe that would have something again.
Oh.
I don't think it's that big.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just a pipe. Okay.
So with everything passing, do they have an idea what a start date might be?
I thought for some reason they had said October.
So October is a possible start date.
Yeah, it's possible. It's all a matter of how quick they can get the plans out in the bidding process.
Right.
So we have to start a little bit before that.
We have everything. All we have to do is combine the tidbits on it and tell them what we want.
Okay.
You know, that we're going to add our plan into theirs as a
Okay. Great.
The only other thing I have on here, and it's our pumping stations run, you know, at office gate system, and the radios we have are really, really old. It's got to the point where they won't even talk to the Santu tank with the new radio. They're just not, one's frequency isn't working or the bandwidth of it or something. I talked to AD about it. I had him down here again trying to fix it. I had him doing something else. We had problems with Station 3. They replaced my antenna down there because we had problems. Everything's starting to get lower and lower. We keep talking about Open Cape. And we tried calling Dan Baldwin was up again just to see what's going on. And I'll get into that when we get to Open Cape. But if we can't do something with them soon, we're going to have to do something on our own or something.
With the radios.
Because the radios, I just got a price to look at. It told me to have the radios swapped out to the radios that will work together and everything now to keep going as we're going. It's going to cost me $18,000.
What type of radios are those?
They're just communication radios that go back and forth, talking to each other. I don't know the exact type they are, but it's on a higher band, I think, not the low band.
Okay.
They can communicate.
The normal ones I used to are 800 megahertz.
Right.
And then we have smaller ones that are 400 megahertz.
Right.
Which I hear from New Bedford.
Right.
Into town. They're little smaller ones.
Yeah. We have more rolls now that we know. We've been in there for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
They've been in there.
So is the cost more in the base station and everything, or is it in the portables themselves?
That's just talking to each other. They send us. That's not that. If you go sit in my office, you hear that.
Yeah.
Chat, and
that's
just them talking on their radio, talking back and forth, accepting stuff, putting it into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sit there doing that all day long. That every 3 minutes, every 30 seconds, chatting back and forth.
Okay.
Receive, then send one out. Receive.
Yeah.
And what happens is, like, these antennas, station trees, the antennas bad. It's,
mm-hmm.
I got to get a guy down in a bucket truck to do it for 12 feet up in the air because you can't put a ladder on it, you can't do anything with 15 feet in the air.
Okay.
You can't step on the roofs because they're all rubber roofs now.
So currently, the radio at
the newest radio
New
Tank worked for about 6 months, and then it started having communication problems. Came in, they tried to adjust a couple of things. It started to work for a while again, and then all of a sudden, in the last about a year, it just hasn't been talking to them. All of a sudden, it'll talk for about a day, then it'll shut down for 3, then it'll come back for a day, and it'll shut down for 3. Which, it isn't bad because it runs the same as Main Street Tank levels, and nothing runs off of that.
Yeah.
The only thing that would be any different is an alarm coming in. We wouldn't get until it decided to read it again. All of a sudden, boom, it comes in.
So something like a low water alarm.
Right. Well, like a high temperature alarm or an intrusion alarm, somebody climbing in the place.
Oh, okay.
Something like that we wouldn't get right away.
Right.
But we could get into the tank, actually, as they pick the water. Because mm-hmm. you can't climb the tank because it's smooth.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Magnet hands.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man might be able to.
No. Okay, so it with that communication, it's not an issue for control of the tank. It
right.
It controls itself by the base,
right.
By the water.
Right. If Main Street controls that,
right.
The problem's going to be when we take Main Street down, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to use one of the others as a controlling tank and
right.
set them up to it. You know, I'd love that to be my control. It's right there. Don't
yeah.
Me? Yeah.
Now, if this new security system is brought online, will we still need those radios?
No.
Okay.
Everything will be done through the fiber optic.
Yeah.
This is what I was talking to Russ yesterday about this a little bit, and he said to me, you know, you get that conduit halfway here on both sides. Can you run a piece of fiber optic from there? Outside, around, down that conduit, right down into your building. He said, that'll solve all your communication problems with that tank.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know enough about it to do it, and I wouldn't know who to get to do it. So, I mean, I could talk to AD about it, I guess, a little more, but that was just, 4 o'clock last night we were talking about it.
Right. I think all you need to add, and believe me, I only know about as much as you do, but
yeah.
The switches that convert the data to the digital data,
yeah.
And then again on the other end with the office, you need to, take that digital data and just put it back into the computer.
Right.
So it doesn't seem like it's that much equipment. It's just equipment that we don't currently have.
Right. I don't know how much that would be. But I just wanted you to be aware that at some point we're going to have to do that, and if so, we're either going to have to go to
Well, here's what I think you should do. I think you should talk to AD and find out if that type of setup is feasible and that it's going to be the products that we're going to be using once we install everything. then let's get a price because it's part of it's part of what we're going to do in the whole security and SCADA connections. So we can do it. There's, provided that we can get that equipment reasonably, you know, without having to buy the entire, all the pieces that we need to do,
right,
all the stations,
mm-hmm,
and all, you know, in other words, if there's some ridiculous markup because we're buying two, you know, pieces, provided that that's not an issue, I think that we should move ahead and get that portion of it done because it's not that difficult to do. Conduit's there. We just have to run the cable through. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, what I'll do is, Jackie's here now, so I will move down to new business, and we'll recognize Jackie Barton from Barnes for the Land Trust.
It is. There should be a green light on there. Okay.
Hi there.
Hi.
Didn't expect to be here today, but here we are. When the Barnstable Land Trust petitioned the Kituit Fire District to purchase the land around Lowell, or hold the conservation restriction around Lowell Park, we created an article based on an article that had been in the Barnstable Fire District warrant years ago. We ran it by, that was run by legal counsel back then. We ran this by the Kituit Fire District's legal counsel, and everybody thought everything was fine. We then began to create the conservation restriction, as we typically do, which has to be approved by the state. Because the land is for water supply protection purposes within the article, we went to DEP. Lo and behold, we were surprised to learn that DEP will not sign off on a conservation restriction held by the Board of Water Commissioners that is not entirely within the Zone 2 or to be purchased for water supply protection.
I think you're okay. Thank you.
Water
Okay. I think I understand the mechanics of it all. My thinking is because the water department never intended to use the property for purposes of the waterworks or anything else other than the goal was to protect the zone 2 that in that this land surrounds, I don't anticipate that it's a problem if the restrictions held by the Kootuat Fire District. I don't think there was ever, to go back, you know, unlike what we did with 671 Main Street, where the water department and the fire district have a number of rights to enter on the property, to install test wells, to do sampling. There's a lot of, you know, sort of from the real estate perspective, sort of negative easements on that parcel that are held by the district and by the commissioners to act in certain ways. With this, it's totally passive, and there are no, you know, from our side, I don't believe that the district or the water department would have any specific rights to enter or to conduct anything on that property any different than an ordinary citizen would. So my take is that if the easement was held by to a fire district, that I wouldn't have any problem with that. Dawn?
No, I agree. I just want to make sure that's consistent with how, if the people of the town that voted for this, of this district voted for it, they would see the same connection. So there would be no one saying, that's not what I voted for.
Right. Well, I think in this situation, everyone's trying to do the right thing, and I think, you know, clearly your organization is trying to take the proper steps ahead of time just so that you don't end up, or we all don't end up in a situation where there's a, you know, something's mishandled, and at the end it turns out to be a problem. So, again, I think that I would certainly offer our support, and we can certainly, you know, whatever efforts you need from us as the board and the department, we can certainly work with you to facilitate this changeover, you know, or approve the language or however. And I think we can probably also reinforce to the voters that voted for this that, you know, although the language may be different, it's affording the same protection
that
we had all sought to get in the beginning. Right, that's a bigger, that's way down the road, maybe not even in our time. Okay, is there anything that you would suggest that we do now? This is Right. Right, yeah, his last communication on the 18th was open-ended. He just didn't, he didn't have the answer.
What is the deadline before putting something on that special meeting? Okay.
To actually publish the warrant. To
okay.
Okay. Okay. So my sense is we'll probably have a lot of activity next week when Attorney Boudreau is back and gets engaged. So, okay. Well, we'll just communicate through email or call, you know, call Chris and, or at the office. I did. You know, I read through it, and my the course that I was going to take was once I just did, and they're not extensive comments really, and nothing substantial to the document. It's more like, you know, housekeeping things. And I was going to submit that to Mark Boudreau for a review, and then in light of this snag that we've had, I held off because I said, you know, billable hours, and I just wasn't going to, you know, chew up some of the budget if, in fact, this document's going to change dramatically. So I wasn't sure which way we were headed. Right. Okay. We'll leave it at. Okay. I think what I'll do is I'll mark up. I'll just go electronically and I'll mark up the draft, and I'll circulate it to Dawn and Ted, see if they have any additional comments, and then we'll just email it to you. But we'll use, you know, just. We'll track changes in Microsoft and mark it up that way. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jackie. Okay. So back up to regular agenda, item 5 and 5A. Chris, do you have an update on Open Cape?
Yes. I, 15th, I got an email back from Dan Walters. And it read, CapeNet had a change of personnel, and the project didn't get handed off right. All this work that he put together is probably didn't get handed off right. So he said, I should have something next week. I'm actually bringing in someone else to look at it as well and maybe a different approach and make it a completely private network. Okay.
What was the date on that?
The 15th.
15th.
Yeah.
And he suggested next week, meaning this week.
This week, yeah.
Right. And before that, I talked to him. Every month I try to give one email at least. If he comes back, but I'll get back to him. He told me that back in July that he was still working on the overall price and that he missed one part of the plan. He had to bring another vendor. So that he should have something shortly. That was July. So just keeps going on and on at this point.
Sure. I wish there was some option, but there isn't.
Right.
Okay. Well, I just suggest, you know, keep in contact with him, and if Russell...
I talked to him, but he came in about it. When I talked to him last night, he said, I'll call him right now. He picked up the phone and gave him a call.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do something quick. And, you know, we'll get to the point here. It's getting to be more important and more important.
Right. So. Okay.
But the last thing he said in that email was that there's going to be a private enterprise? Or
a private network.
Network,
in other
okay.
words, the closed network that we were talking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds more like.
All right.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. And that's basically even with the security.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that encompasses item B, security as well. So let's go to C, West Street Tank.
They're moving right along. They just paid their first bill for what they've actually been doing for the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
All the survey has been done in there. They did some design work. All the boring has been done. We've had a kickoff meeting with Doug over there with me on that.
The borings that have been done, are they all... This is the subsurface investigation for
low levels of lead.
For lead.
Yeah. It all seems to be, though, in the excavating material. Which material we're going to remove anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. At low levels, they don't seem to be high.
So no other PCBs or any other hits or anything.
Good.
All right. And so this was all. So these were all environmental borings.
Yep.
They weren't doing any geotech borings for the tank footings, right?
I think they were checking some of it also, because he said that he wanted to see what the compaction rate was on it or something.
Oh, okay.
He
so maybe
dig,
they
he didn't dig anything, put it that way. They were all borings, so they were checking
right.
soil.
Okay. Well, they could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do the same. I'm just thinking if they had the rig out there, which hopefully they did it at the same time. Okay, that's good. So some lead in the surface, low level, we anticipated that.
Yep.
We just need to figure out what method we're going to use for disposal of the lead soils.
Correct.
All right, and they'll have some recommendations on that.
Yep.
That was the guy came here and talked about taking it out to Rhode Island.
Right.
Yeah, either landfilling it or
sometimes
I think if the level's low enough, we can get it off to an asphalt batching plant, and they'll use it, recycle it into asphalt, because then it gets encapsulated, so then we can't go anywhere.
What I'll do also is I'll ask Russ to come to the next meeting, give us an update on everything. I don't want to give him every month, or we'll get sick and tired of
him. Right.
But I'll come here every couple months, give us an update.
I like seeing him. It's okay. You might
get a kick out of when I went to that kickoff meeting.
Yeah.
His car was plugged into the building.
Yeah, he asked me to plug into the building to charge it.
That's great. So he's not all talk.
No.
He's living it.
Yep.
Green steel. That's good. Sorry, I'm just looking ahead to my calendar here. Okay. So the third, our meeting would be the 18th. And then, Jack, you mentioned that the...
special meeting is the 22nd.
Oh, so the town council meeting in Barnstable is the 18th also. But that's only on the portion, the town of Barnstable portion. So we wouldn't have to be there. And then the special district meeting is that following Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then, if you could have... Russ,
come
in on the 18th, that would be great. Okay, and then, so now moving to item 6 in the new business. So we've covered A with Jackie Barton, and item B, timetable for the construction of the new tank.
Okay, so I can start it and you fill in if I missed anything. Russ was under the impression we were going to be starting this year. Maybe we'd be actually doing stuff in 2015.
No.
That's, and...
Well, we don't have funding.
That's exactly. That we talked about that. What we had funding for is all the stuff he's doing now. We don't have funding for the actual tank.
Correct.
So, and so we let him know that. But he was talking about the importance of... there's only two seasons that are acceptable to do the painting. The spring and the fall. The humidity in the summertime made it not a very acceptable way to do it. We could have problems. Some of the options I think we talked about, if things were to progress quickly, could be a special meeting to approve funding to start in the springtime. Or if we thought that we felt pretty comfortable that it would pass at the regular district meeting, to try to get things rolling so it could start in June and then progress through the summer and do the painting in the fall. But that's kind of hinging on a whole lot of things falling into place without any issues.
Correct.
And I don't know if anything has ever happened that way. Kind of like we found out with the land trust issue. So,
right.
We wanted to keep an open mind to having to go sooner rather than later, but the reality is it's probably going to be later. Is that pretty much what we talked about?
Yeah, he was under the impression it was that. Right?
Yeah.
That's going to be like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You've got to have money before we do it, you know, right now. He's just, he's go, 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 go all the time. And right now, this is more of a, you know, I don't know about, I think he was thinking we'd go to special meeting. And I don't know if we even planned on that. I didn't hear that about it.
Well, I think if we're going to do anything like that, there needs to be a coordinated effort between fire and water and Prudential to see what our plans are. We just can't come at it as we're the only department that has any needs, and
right.
And we have to be very conscious of how it affects the taxpayer, because a lot of stuff's going to be coming up.
I agree. Frankly, I believe, you know, as much as we want to move this along in a timely manner, to date, no one, at least engineering-wise, has told us that the Main Street tank has to be decommissioned on a specific schedule in the immediate future. It's been part of, my understanding is, it's part of the plan, and I would ask that you confirm this with Russell, that there isn't an urgency to decommission that structure for any engineering reasons, and that, Dawn, your assessment is correct, that we really need to go through the budget process in February and March on a district-wide mm-hmm. scale and see what the other departments are proposing for expenses, and then try to, you know, work this in. And I think at that point, I don't know when we're going to get our estimate. I mean, when does he feel he can produce our cost estimate? Okay. I mean, at this point,
yeah.
It's not clear in my mind how much funding we're going to need. Now, there may be some... you know, I mean, we've seen some what I consider rough estimates, but we're learning more. I mean, we're learning what our responsibility is for the contaminated soils. Mm-hmm. We're going to know what we need for a footing or a foundation. Those are sort of wild cards. You know, I mean, the steel going up in the air, it is what it is, and the paint that's going to go on it, that's all sort of,
right.
You know, you can take that out of the book, or as
right.
One of the... residents pointed out, you can get it off the internet.
Right.
So that's
we
all fixed.
About that up on
but
I have done with that.
But the but the unknowns, the again, the soil and the disposal and the foundation are, you know, once we can establish what those are, I think that he can come out with a pretty solid estimate that doesn't have a lot of contingencies in it, and then we could present that in our budget.
There's a couple things that we need to know also that are contingent for the budget is what size and style of tank we want. As we've talked about, the new one is a spherical type that we have in Santuit, where these have the five legs, which include all the cross members, which are the harder to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
The spherical one is a simple stand coming straight down.
Right.
That flares out a little bit. That is, I guess Chris said, might be.
Composite ones that we're talking about, they weren't sure if they make them that small.
Oh, that with a concrete.
The
yeah,
and that's got a concrete base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even they have them now that are metal that come up to sit on top
yeah.
of them even.
Yeah. But I was thinking more of a look that people are close to being used to. That's another thing we have to determine based on some of the water needs we're going to have for more information and make a decision. But as far as the condition of the Main Street tank, I'm pretty sure that when the engineers were here and gave us that big booklet of things, they did not feel comfortable with that thing being safe up in the air, and that their recommendation was that it be decommissioned. And then we asked if they could come up with an estimate of what it would take to make them satisfied with it structurally for a short period of time while we go through the process of building a new tank. They never came back to us with that. So I'm not so sure that there wasn't a clear message that needs to come down.
Okay. Well, based on that, then, again, I think it was left. It was left up in the air. Only, and maybe none of the engineers were willing to, you know, put it in writing. When we started down that road to figure out if there were short-term structural fixes that
yes.
we could do, it appeared that the assessment of what it needed was going to be, you know, almost half of what
yeah.
it would take to actually fix it. And maybe, I guess, what we could do is this. Chris, do you know, is anyone a Green Seal, a structural engineer? Okay. Let's do this. Because we're trying to figure out the time frame here, ask Green Seal if they can take the report that we have from Leo and review it and just tell us, based on the review of the information in the report, and they give us a recommendation on how we should proceed with that, the Main Street structure.
Russ has already done that, basically.
Okay.
And he said that there's nothing in that report that states that should be taken down right now. There's nothing in the writing that says you should take the tank down right now.
Okay.
He said that. I'll ask him again, because this is quite a while ago. He asked if he could look at it.
Yeah.
Right.
When he first started looking at this, and he went through it, and I believe his answer to me was that that can last a few more years without any repairs, he believes. I don't know who looked at it over there, but
mm-hmm.
I'll talk to him again about it and see if there's somebody who has more of a title to peek at it or something.
Okay. I think maybe that's my recollection, that I had heard that either from him or
yeah.
just, you know, anecdotally from you. My other question is, what's Leo's status right now? I understand he's retired, but was he doing consulting work?
Yeah, he does work for his own.
Are you in touch? Can you get in touch with him? Would you just reach out to him, too, and ask him, in his professional opinion, whether he feels that that tank can stay up for 24 months or whether it should come down sooner? I think at the very least, he can give us that. Where he kind of dropped the ball and walked out on the whole thing the first time.
Right.
I mean, he's the tank expert, right? He's the only one we know. And it seems like with this style of tank, there are fewer and fewer experts every year just because there's fewer of these tanks.
Mm-hmm. And I think they also were concerned about the possibility of weather conditions and high winds and how much stress it can take and how much metal's left and all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I looked at some pictures of it today from 1936. It looked great when it went up. You know, there were no trees around it anywhere.
Really?
It was just flat. You could probably stand down at the corner by the ball field and look at the road, look at the base of the tank. It's amazing. If you ever tried to take those trees down today, you'd end up doing time. Okay. Any other thoughts on the timetable? I guess my feeling is we've just sort of decided that we need to see whether there's an urgency to decommission Main Street, and if so, then that's going to dictate what we do. If it's not urgent, then we'll follow, you know, regular procedures and present it in the 2016 budget.
Yes.
And then take it to the voters at district meeting in May.
I think that is the most prudent thing to do as far as long as that that can be structurally say it's okay to do it in 16 in coordination with all the other departments and all the other needs of the district.
Okay. Very good. Any other discussion or thoughts on that?
As far as the timetable, no. But I was... I did like the idea of a tank, the Styler tank that we have up in Santua, compared to the one with the five legs.
Right. The pedestal spheroid
is
the style. I'm in favor of that, too.
Yeah.
I think it's the reason that we picked it before because it had a lot of advantage over other types. And one is economics, too.
Yeah.
It's fairly economical to build that structure in the size that we need. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that design. Chris, anything else?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, so our meeting's going to be set for the 18th.
Is that okay with everybody here?
It is.
Yes.
It's good with me.
Works for me.
Set for the 18th of September. Here at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
One other thing for you guys. You're going to be around tomorrow at all. Sherry would like you to stop by and sign the lien warrant.
Oh, is it that? It's lien time again?
Yeah, it's lien time again. It's at the office. So you guys can sign it at your convenience.
Okay.
Were you able to find carbon paper somewhere?
No. No carbon paper, there's nothing. It's on one, it looks like one of these.
Isn't that the thing that we used to sign that had the carbon paper?
It was pretty fancy,
The ledger.
It's sent to the ledger. It's still for the town of Boston.
Goes to the tax collector.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to be working over in Bourne tomorrow at Mass Maritime, so I get off probably 3:30, quarter to 4. If I can make it, I'll make
if
a straight line.
Come over Monday?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it in the morning.
Okay.
That's fine. So the meeting's in for September 18th. Very good.
And I will not be able to make the special district one. I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach.
Very good. Motion to adjourn?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. 6:09.
It could be batteries, because they say the batteries will be eaten up here. Sometimes they'll be left on.
Oh, yeah.
There's batteries.
Are these things rechargeable? Or do they...